2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Scattered clouds and blue sky at 94 degrees. KSL's top story.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Joe Biden made his choice for vice president this afternoon. It's California Senator Kamala Harris. The junior senator from California is an historic pick. The pair going from rival to running mates. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
It was during the debates last June, Senator Harris launching an aggressive attack on Biden. But ABC's Karen Travers says last month, photographers picked up notes that Biden had handwritten before a press conference.
Under the header of Kamala Harris, it read, "Do not hold grudges. Campaign with me and Jill. Talented. Great help to the campaign and great respect for her."
Harris becomes the first woman of color on a major party ticket and at 55 is more than 20 years younger than Biden. She's a former prosecutor and has been a senator from California since 2017. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:31. President Trump just wrapped up a coronavirus briefing a couple of hours ago where he talked about the Kamala Harris nomination. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Now, President Trump criticizing Senator Kamala Harris, saying he was a little surprised that Joe Biden picked her as his running mate.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing the way she was.
But he also said Harris was his number one draft pick. The battle over unemployment benefits is still holding up a congressional deal on more coronavirus relief spending. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell telling Democrats to compromise on their push to extend enhanced jobless benefits.
It should be doable to land somewhere smarter than a flat $600.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer firing back, claiming that GOP leaders are just playing games.
This is not a both sides to blame situation. Democrats are willing to compromise.
No sign of an agreement prompted a big drop in late-day trading on Wall Street. A storm packing winds up to 112 miles per hour knocked out power to more than a million customers and flattened buildings in Iowa. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says one farmer told her he's never seen such widespread damage across the state.
Early estimates, and again, these are early estimates, are that 10 million crop acres have been impacted by the storms.
Reynolds issued an emergency proclamation for at least six counties. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:33.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
The Big Ten, the Pac-12, and some high schools are getting rocked by COVID-19. Parents in the Alpine District say their children are being sidelined even though they're perfectly healthy. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
One woman tells KSL her daughter's soccer team will have to miss some games because some of the players tested positive. State officials say if three or more members of a class or a team test positive, the whole team has to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks. But she also says she was told her daughter did not need to be tested. She would rather that her daughter take the test because if it comes back negative, she believes it would show her daughter is safe to compete.
Student athletes are required to have their temperatures taken and they're checked for symptoms before every game. Coronavirus in classrooms. Our coverage continues now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, we already know about the plans for students and teachers, but what about the staff? KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The Salt Lake City School District retained their entire staff in the spring, and they anticipate keeping everyone on board again this fall. Most teachers are moving online to accommodate digital learning, although a few instructors will still teach in person for small groups as part of their special education program.
Which means that we will be running school buses in some capacity to make sure those kids are able to get to school.
Spokesperson Yandri Chatwin tells David Dujanovic that their IT staff has never been more essential as they work to hand out and set up nearly 20,000 laptops and tablets. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports. After the Pac-12 canceled their football season earlier today, Utes football tweeted a statement from Coach Kyle Whittingham. It reads in part, "We've known that this was possible, but it's still a disappointment for the program, fans, and especially our student athletes. We respect the decision made by the Pac-12 and will continue to put our focus on player academics and their development. Our number one priority has always been the well-being of our players, and their health and safety come first." And in the wake of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 86ing football this year, a Deseret News sports writer says he thinks BYU, an independent, will be one of the last schools to cancel if they do.
But I think that plays to BYU's advantage, having its own autonomy, where it's calling its own shot, and they're not beholden to a conference, and the conference dictates.
Grandin Gurney says BYU is very conscious of media exposure, and that less games from bigger name schools means more TV time for the Cougars, and that's good for the program. So, is it the virus or politics? Burgess Owens, the Republican candidate for Congress in Utah's 4th District, says he believes Democrats and, as he put it, the radical left are behind the cancellation of college football schedules. He spoke with Fox News.
But the left is so concerned about keeping chaos in the picture, and they don't mind really who suffers in the process.
Owens played football at the University of Miami and in the NFL for the Jets and the Raiders. KSL News Time, 6:35.
And to check on traffic now, Ricky Meese, tell us about trouble spots.
Right now, we don't have any on any of the Valley freeways. Yeehaw. That's the good news. We are back to a nice and quiet commute on an I-15. Oh, wow, it just looks great. Both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yo, I'll take it. Coming up, you'll hear classic rock stars in concert from home. It's almost as good as seeing them on stage. Wait for it. My Minute of News is next on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.